Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
amen, amen, amen. We thank God for another day's journey, another day that we've never seen before. Multitudes of possibilities pressed down into the day. The prophet Jeremiah remembered his affliction, the wormwood and the gall. He remembered it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we seek. It is simply God's goodness, his loving kindness, his compassions that fail not. It's all about his love. God is such a loving, kind, and compassionate God who's move with compassion. And we bless his holy and righteous name. Truly the Lord is good. The Lord is good all of the time. And we are certainly grateful for his loving kindness. We bless his holy and righteous name. We exalt his name on high. We bless the Lord for another service. We're still ministering from Matthew chapter 24. Our conversation is still on the end time. We are living in the end time. These are the last days. Brother Paul said, perilous times shall come. We're living in the time when man's heart has failed him. Unnatural affection, unholy, unthankful, high-minded, man has simply lost his concern about God. So we thank God for those that, we thank God for those who know how to pray. God is blessed with the gift of salvation. We thank God for Jesus, most of all, for his loving kindness, his unfailing love toward us. Oh, bless his holy and righteous name. Amen. Matthew chapter 24. Yes. Matthew chapter 24. So we thank God for the signs of the time. God would not have us to be ignorant, sisters and brothers, concerning this time that we're living in. Of course, those that are saved, I remember what Brother Paul said about this time. He said, the time and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. We got to get in a place, in a position, where we walk and talk with God, where he ministers to us. We got to get in a place where we can hear God's voice. Not only that, we can just watch the natural elements, and just the seasons and how the earth is confused about what time, what season we're in. I mean, there's just so many things that are right here at hand that shows us what's going on. The behavior of the people, lifestyles, and just the way the world is at this time. There's disturbance everywhere. There's unrest, problems, and political problems, and every kind of thing going on. So the time and the season, Brother Paul says, you have no need that I write them to you. For yourself know perfect that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Amen. So we are grateful for the opportunity to warn them that are among us, you know, to warn them of the time which is at hand. Amen. Let us go ahead and get started on tonight. We're going to start at verse 42, Matthew chapter 24, and verse 42. It says, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye thinketh not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made him ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We are certainly grateful for the reading of God's word, and we are blessed because of it. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, as we come before your throne of grace, before your throne of mercy, we lift our hands as a sign of surrender. We bless your holy and righteous name. We exalt your name on high. Father, we ask for a spirit that's worthy to come into your very presence. We ask for forgiveness of sin. We ask that you wash us in your blood. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Give us of thy spirit, Lord God, afresh and anew, that we might come into your presence. Lord, we're grateful for the greatest teacher that is, the Holy Spirit. We just ask him to lead us and guide us and teach us. Bring all things back to our remembrance, the things that are necessary for this worship experience on tonight. We are grateful. Oh, Lord, give us a heart to receive your word. Amen. Send your word with power and with conviction. These, we take authority over every hindering spirit. We bind it up and we render it helpless. We say, yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way. Bless us, Lord, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, Lord, and we shall be kept, as our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank God, and amen. Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord thus come. Watch. Watch. You know, the people that are looking for Jesus to come back, you know, these are the people that are on their watch, you know, who recognize the seriousness, time that we're living in, the seriousness of this hour, and how easy it is to miss out on the rapture, which is going to happen in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Watching and waiting and anticipating you know, watching and praying, you know, praying always, praying that we'd be counted worthy to escape. The Bible says, it tells us to watch, to be on our watch. You know, that there's an alarm. You know, there's an alarm or a spirit of, you know, of anticipation, you know, where we are anticipating his soon come. You know, there's a spirit of anticipation. You know, there are some that have simply gone to sleep. You know, they have simply, you know, have kind of let go of the anticipation. You know, they're just going through the motions in life. Of course, most don't even have a clue about what's going on. You know, they simply are drunken with the things of this world, things of this life, you know, not looking and anticipating, just simply trying to pay the bills and, you know, caught up in the rat race, caught up in family issues, family problems, you know, worrying about this, that, or the other, you know, trying, you know, it's just caught up in this world, things, the affairs of this life, so much so that they're not looking. The Bible said, look up, for your redemption draweth near. You know, looking up, you know, again, that anticipation, that, you know, having that awareness or that concern, you know, if you only knew the problems that will happen when the church is removed from this world and the man of sin is revealed. If you only had a clue of how dangerous this time is, you know, the lawlessness, you know, the killing, the demonic forces that are going to be released on this world, and the life of people who are caught up in systems and situations, one world order, this one world system. You know, if you only knew the concerns, you know, for human life would be at best no concerns. You know, if you think that the devil is concerned about your well-being, you are really mistaken. You know, his desire is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. If you only knew the problems that will come out, you know, people needing just everyday workings of this world, medicines and doctor visits, in order to buy and sell, you must have the mark of the beast. And to receive the mark of the beast is an automatic, you know, you're going to go to hell. But to give up your rights and to die for your testimony, to refuse the mark of the beast, is to receive the second, I mean, God gives us a second, gives them a second chance to get in or to come in through giving up their lives. I mean, if you only knew the danger and how dangerous it is. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. Pray that you be counted worthy to escape. Pray. You know, these are praying times. These are serious times. These are praying times. It is a serious time that we're living in. Of course, people are pulled in so many different directions. You know, if the devil would have it his way, no souls would be saved. He would destroy all. But the grace of God, you know, the grace of God have appeared unto all men. The grace of God, and it's because of his grace and his mercy. His mercies that we would be saved. Oh, we bless his name. We don't take this lightly. We don't take this gift lightly. We don't take it lightly. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You got to have faith in God. Your faith has got to be in God, in this word, rooted and grounded in this faith, rooted and grounded in love. Your watch, you're watching, anticipating his coming. It's you know, you have to sound the alarm. Sound the alarm in Zion that those sleeping can wake up and catch on fire. You know, above all things, God desire that we be on fire, you know, filled with the Holy Ghost, having our all, you know, all in our lamps, having the joy unspeakable and full of glory in our soul. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. To have the joy of the Lord, you know, in your soul, then of faith, lifting up the blood-stained banner and declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, warning this dying world that Jesus is soon to come. You know, we got to get, there's so much work to be done. There's so much work at hand. You know, the work that the Lord has left here, this hour. You know, there's so much work to be done. Some might be saved alive. Again, our watch, you know, get on the watch, the watchman, you know, write the vision, make it plain, you know, writing the vision, watching, you know. No man know the hour that the Son of Man come. But Paul said the time and season we could know. Even the angels desire to know this. But God kept that to himself. He knows the hour, the very second. He knows. You know, them that are led by the Spirit of Christ, the Bible let us know that they are the sons of God. And if that same Spirit dwelleth in you, it shall also quicken your mortal body. This is what the word tells us. That spirit, that quickening power of the Holy Ghost will quicken your mortal body. Paul says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. This mortal will put on immortality. This natural body will put on a spiritual body. We'll bear the image of the heavenly. The Bible let us know that we shall be changed. Amen. We shall be changed. I bless the Lord. We shall be changed. Again, nobody knows the very hour, the day nor the hour that the Son of Man comes. You know, only the Father knows it. But at the appointed time, Jesus will come back in the cloud with the shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ again shall rise first. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. You know, we make all kinds of excuses. You know, we got an excuse for almost everything. You know, excuse after excuse. You know, we get tired. You know, we just find so many things to do. Yeah, we make up these excuses. But this is to miss heaven, miss the opportunity to make it in, to see Jesus. You know, we got all kinds of excuses why we can't do what the Lord has for us to do. You know, we make all kinds of excuses. You know, we give all kinds of explanations. Sisters and brothers, this is going to be on you. And of course, God is a merciful God. But he sends us a warning. You know, he tells us to do the will of the Father. And then we must continue in the faith. We must do the will of the Father. You know, again, there's some that get tired. I mean, they just physically get tired. They just feel that, you know, the burden is too heavy to carry. So they sit down and take a nap or sit down and just kind of, you know, watch them lose their way, lose their understanding. So, you know, we got to be focused. You know, we got to be focused. Not blinded. You know, taking it easy. Taking a nap. The watchman on the wall, write the vision, make it plain, so that he that readeth can run. Just keep in mind, the just shall live by faith. They shall walk by faith and not by sight. When the word is preached, it has to be mixed with faith that it might profit us. You know, sometimes because, you know, we're looking at everything else and examining things and measuring things by everything else, we're not looking and hearing God. So we miss things. And the Bible says very, very specifically, that they could not enter into his rest because of unbelief. Unbelief from departing from the living God. I mean, unbelief caused them to miss the land of rest, the land of promise. You know, God has a place prepared for us. He has a place prepared for us. But because of unbelief, you know, unbelief caused them to miss out on the greatest gift that God had prepared for them. The Bible let us know very, very clear that it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, it's impossible to please God without faith. The just shall live by faith. All of the promises of God are yea and amen. The Bible tells us to cast not therefore away our confidence, which has great recompense of reward. for ye have need of patience. And once you have done the will of God, you shall receive the promise. Jesus tells his disciples, let not your heart be troubled if you believe in God. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go away now to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again unto you and receive you unto myself. Thomas says, show us the way. Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The Bible let us know that the whole earth, the whole creature, as well as the creation, groaneth and travaileth, waiting on the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. The church, the saints come back in the cloud. Those saints come back with him. They appear in the cloud. You know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. God has a house, a tabernacle that we, you know, can bear that, the image of the heavenly. I mean, he has a house. Our Lord is the soulless man. When a saint goes to sleep, this body goes back to the earth. That soul and that spirit go to be with the Lord. Paul in 1 Thessalonians said that the Lord would bring them back with him. And they come up, the bodies come up and meet their bodies in the air. And in the air is where they meet their bodies and they go on up. And then they are judged. And they will receive crowns. There's five crowns. The crown of rejoicing, the crown of life. I mean, there are five crowns that we can receive, that we will receive. Amen? And after receiving rewards, the church is not judged for sin, sisters and brothers. The sin issue was settled on Calvary. Jesus died for the sins of the world. The church is going to be judged works. Don't let him catch you with your works undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Jesus is coming back for church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. A glorious church that he would chew forth the praises of our God. Saved by grace through faith, not of works, any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he had before ordained that we should walk in them. Don't let him catch you with your works undone. The work I do speaks for me. The old saints used to pick up that hymn and lift up their voice, and they were glad about it. They were glad about it. To give the testimony of how the Lord brought them out to bring them in. So we thank God for the work. We are his witnesses. We are his ambassadors. We are the body of Christ. If anybody is to see Jesus, they have to see Jesus in your life, in the way that you live. That resurrection power resides in you. crucified with Christ. Brother Paul said, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And this life that I live in this flesh, I live to the glory of God the Father. The life I live, crucified with Christ. So the Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. We've got to walk this walk and talk this talk. Crucify, sanctify, justify. And then in the end, we shall be glorified. Put on that glorified body, that body that's fashioned unto his marvelous body. Amen. We thank the Lord that God has a way. Amen. He has a way. And I can see that things are beginning to heat up. It's sad that man has always looked to God when things get out of hand. And problems and situations have to happen to keep, you know, to wake people up. But in spite of, God wants to save some alive. You know, so he hastened the time. You know, hastened the time. So the very elect would not be deceived. You know, there's so much deception going on in the churches. People believe some of everything. You know, the foundation is the word. You know, we got to believe on, lean and depend on God's word. We have to look in his word for the truth. Can't just walk and talk any kind of way. We got to do it the way the Lord say do it. And it's in his word. So we bless God for his written word on the record that shows us the way of salvation. Amen. Salvation. We thank the Lord. We can't do any kind in every kind of way. We got to walk uprightly in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 42, watch therefore, for you know not the what hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known what hour, what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be also ready. The key word is ready. Be therefore ready. You got to be prayed up. You know, you can't be walking in, you know, sin, you know, contrary to God's will and God's way. You know, the word is here on record, so we know what God expects. You know, the readiness is doing it his way and having it his way. Making him Lord and Savior, you know, making him Lord. You know, you got to learn how to come off, come down, and sit him on the throne of your life. You got to learn how to behave, how to talk, how to walk, how to live. You got to learn how to surrender your will. This is a surrendering walk. I'm crucified. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, finally, brother, listen to this. Finally, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And prove what is that good and perfect will of God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation. You know, being transformed. Being changed. You know, bearing the image of heaven. You know, being a saint. I'm not talking about a Christian. I'm talking about living the life of a saint. putting Christ on the throne of your life. You know, there's just certain ways that a saint acts. The time is fortunate. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in drunkenness, rioting. You know, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You got to do this thing the way God say do it. You got to learn how to walk in the Spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Jesus bear witness that God was a Spirit. And he who worship him must worship him in spirit as well as in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a Spirit. Your flesh profits nothing. You can't bring your flesh in the presence of God. Walk in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Surrender. Surrender your will. Say yes, Lord. Get a yes phrase in your belly. You know that there's a God. Even a fool knows that there's a God. You know that there's a God because you've experienced him. Nothing satisfies you like the Lord. You know that there's a God. So what do we have to do? We have to surrender. You know, you said you gave him your life. You confess him as Lord. Time for you to move out of the way. You must die so he can be resurrected. You must die so that he can be resurrected in you. That I might know him, Brother Paul says, in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, and in the power of the resurrection. Resurrection power. Be ye what? Ready. Be ye what? Ready. Verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think if not, the Son of Man cometh. There's nothing pertaining to the church that has not been fulfilled. At this juncture, there are promises that need to be fulfilled to the Jewish nation, but there's nothing here, you know, other than the rapture and being caught up and the marriage feast. The marriage of the Lamb, and crowning him Lord of Lords, God the Father, as he's seated on his throne, all of those beautiful crowns with the jewels that we receive will be cast at his feet. Those crowns, when we crown him Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. There's nothing else that the church has to do. You know, this hour. Be ye what? Ready. For you know not the hour that the Son of Man comes. know not the hour. When you thinketh, let's read this verse 44 and 45. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye thinketh not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Yeah, this message is not for some. This message that we are ministering here is not for some. They just can't digest it. They can't receive it. Just can't receive it. The gospel is good news to them that are saved. They were glad in their hearts. Gentiles, when they heard this, they were glad. When we hear about things like Noah's flood and the time of Noah and about the stuff that's going on that went on in Sodom and Gomorrah in that time when the society had failed, the church get excited. You start looking up, because you see the situation is fastly coming to an end. We are living in the end time. This is the time that Jesus is soon to come. We are in the end time. Time is wrapping up. The old saying said, you better set your house in order. Put yourself in order. Be ready for the bridegroom come. Remember, five were wise and five were foolish. They were all dressed up in their bridal gowns. They looked like they were going to the marriage feast. Five were wise and five were foolish. They had no oil in their lamp. So when it was midnight, they went out looking to buy oil. And when they left, he came. And when they came back, the door was shut. And they couldn't get in because they went looking for all. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. They didn't have any power. Their lamps, the wise, when they heard the trump or heard the call, they got up, trimmed their lamps, and they went on in. The door was open. But the foolish, without buying all, and they miss their opportunity to make it in. Church, this shouldn't be so. Foolish is what the Bible called. Foolish. Again, they were foolish. We thank the Lord for today's message. We bless the Lord for what he shared with us on tonight. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. The Bible says, warn them that unruly. Warn them of the things to come. So we warn them. The warning. We warn them. So we thank God. The wise are going to hear. The foolish are going to sit back and, like anything else, take everything for granted. So we thank God for this word. We certainly bless the Holy Spirit for the things that he has allowed us to understand from God's word. The teacher, the Holy Ghost. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for sending his word with power and conviction. We certainly are grateful for tonight's service. Now, we want to stop here. Is there any questions? Does anybody have any concerns? If not, we're going to pray and trust God. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we glorify you in the earth. You are to be exalted in the earth. We thank God for your word. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for listeners. God, we pray that this word give us faith, God, to believe, grace to perform that which you purposed in our ears. Faith to believe, God. Give us the faith to believe. Faith that overcomes this world. Oh, God, teach us. You know, teach us. Teach us there, God. Your ways and your precepts and your principles. Teach us, God. Speak a word, God, into our heart. Speak to us, Lord. Give us the words. Thou and thou alone have the words of eternal life. So we thank God for walking with us and talking with us, leading and guiding and teaching us. Oh, God, we are grateful. Now we ask, God, that you have mercy on us in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, God, that you would give grace to the unsaved, those that are not saved at this hour, Lord. We ask that the Holy Ghost would draw them with the power of God. You know, speak to them, Holy Spirit, angels on assignment, that lead them to a place where they can hear the gospel, hear the truth. God, we ask for a heart that receives. You know, take away the heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Thank you for conviction. Thank you for conviction, Lord. Our family members, God, we pray that they be saved and that they too escape the wrath that are being sent on this earth. Turn it around, God. Turn it around. We cry out for these souls, Lord. We cry out for your help, Lord. Help us. Help us, God, is our cry. Help us there, God. We can't make it without you. God, we need you for everything. Bless us now, God, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept, is our prayer. These and all blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God, and amen. Bless you, Lord.